BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. Iran's assembly of experts has chosen Mujtaba Khamenei to succeed his father as the country's supreme leader. Announcing its decision, the assembly, which is made up entirely of clerics, called on the Iranian people to remain united and pledge their allegiance to the new leader. Puria Jafareh of the BBC Persian service says there have been protests and celebrations in Iran in response to the news.
There are reports from my colleagues at BBC Persian that as soon as some of these speakers on the streets, they announced the name of the new supreme leader, there were already protesters protesting to this news and saying slogans against Mujtaba Khamenei. Tonight, like a lot of people are on the streets, the supporters of the Iranian government are welcoming the news. They see it as another Khamenei taking over. Basically, they are defying the slogan of the protesters who were saying death to Khamenei. So you have another Khamenei in charge now, and now you have the protesters hearing the news and they are trying to make themselves heard as well.
The late supreme leader was killed on the first day of the war launched by the United States and Israel. President Trump has warned the new leader wouldn't last long if Tehran didn't get his approval first. Israel's ambassador to the UN, Danny Danon, gave his reaction to the appointment.
It really doesn't matter if it is the father or the son. You have to look at the policy. And the policy of this regime is the same policy, to promote terror, to sow chaos, to acquire nuclear capabilities so they can actually assemble it on the ballistic missiles, and to create a situation that they have control over the region and threatening the region, not only Israel.
Mujtaba Khamenei has kept a relatively low profile and has never held public office in Iran. But he's thought to have operated as a gatekeeper to the late Ayatollah for several years. Crude oil prices have jumped above $100 a barrel after energy producers in the Middle East cut production due to the conflict. Brent crude, the global benchmark, was 18% higher, while the US WTI increased by almost 20%. Faisal Islam is our economics editor.
I think what it reflects is this combination of two events. Yes, the effective shutting of the Straits of Hormuz, not formally, but de facto it is shut. That's the world's most important artery, as we well know now, a fifth of oil, a fifth of gas transiting. But at the same time, you have this other development, separate development, of the mutual targeting of energy infrastructure across the Gulf, in Iran, but also in the GCC nations, almost all of them hit in return. And the combination of the two, you would expect to see the oil price go up.
President Trump said the price increases were a small price to pay. BBC News. Palestinian medics say three people, including two girls, have been killed by Israeli tank fire in the central Gaza Strip. 10 other people, including children, were injured in the shelling of a tent encampment in the western Nusayrat area. On Sunday, three men, including a paramedic, were killed in an Israeli airstrike in Gaza City. The Israeli military said the dead were Hamas members, but provided no evidence. The Green Party is projected to have won the elections in the German state of Baden-Württemberg in a blow to Chancellor Friedrich Merz's Christian Democrats. He'd urged voters to show their faith in his government during what he acknowledged were turbulent times. Baden-Württemberg is a centre of the German car industry and a former CDU stronghold. The far-right AfD party doubled its share of the vote and can now look forward to state elections in the former East Germany in the autumn. Researchers in Sweden have reported a large increase in global arms transfers over the past 5 years, driven chiefly by the war in Ukraine. Arms exports from the United States were up by 27%, with Europe the main destination. States there have more than trebled their arms imports. That's both because of their support for Ukraine and because of the increase in defence spending, driven by fears of Russian aggression. In cricket, India have beaten New Zealand by 96 runs to retain the men's T20 World Cup title. The victory delighted home fans at the stadium in Ahmedabad. India's bowler Jasprit Bumrah celebrated the victory.
It feels extremely special because I've played one final at my home venue and you know couldn't win that one. But this one feels really special. I was really motivated. I was really clear. I knew what I wanted to do. Today was a wonderful day where all the execution went as per plan. So yeah, really happy, really grateful. God is really kind.
It's the third time India have won the tournament. BBC News.